Next question is Lan, L-A-N-H, Pham, P-H-A-M. This is, I don't have a date of birth, but today is 6-11, face-to-face took place at a convict where a patient lives. Here in Houston, Texas, on J-A-S-M-E-R Drive, period. Let me, hang on 1 second, let me get the date of birth. I wonder what her date of birth is. She never told us, did she?
The lady?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to call her?
Just text her. So what's Ms. Pham's date of birth? Because you already have her in there. That would be great. Okay, so basically Ms. Pham is, how do you spell convict? Let's see. I'll tell you how to spell it, unless you know how to spell it.
What's her name?
Ms. Pham. A convent, C-O-N-B-E-N-T. So she lives in a convent because she's been a nun all her life. She has a niece in California that sees her very infrequently, period. Ms. Pham is bedbound. She does not have any decubitus ulcers because the sisters at the convent do a great job taking care of her and turning her, but she stays in bed now 14, 16 hours a day, period. At the time of visit, it was very difficult to wake her up because she likes to stay in bed and likes to keep her eyes closed, period. She eats very little. She has tremendous weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, muscle wasting of the temple and lower extremity. She's incontinent of bowel and bladder. She's total ADL dependent. She does not have a history of hypertension in the past, but because of her significant weight loss, she no longer is taking any medication. Patient's caregiver's name, who is responsible for her care on a regular basis 24/7, is Ms. Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A-P-H-A-N. Not M, but N as in Nancy. Most of the information was obtained from the convent, the head nun. What do they call her? Head nun? The nun in charge of the convent, Mrs. C-E-C-I-L-I-A-N-N-T, period. Patient use a Hoyer lift, H-O-Y-E-R lift, to raise her up. Patient is, because of her severe weakness and sundowner syndrome, they try not to give her any medication and try to stay with her and keep her calm with the help of scripture, period. Nevertheless, patient is showing decline on hospice with decreased mentation. She's no longer oriented to person at this time. She could not tell me her name. And severe weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, ADL dependency.
She's in a B.
Hmm?
She's in a B of her, the one that's in
charge
of her. That's what it's called.
A B? The convent manager is in charge, is the, how do you spell that?
A, B,
is the convent, A-B-E, A-B-A, no, A-B-B-E-E-S. That's what it, that means in charge of the convent? Who I'm spoken to and given me tremendous amount of information about her condition. Okay, thank you so much. And I don't have the date of birth. They didn't give you date of birth yet, huh?
No,
yeah, so today's the 6th.
March 25th.
Oh, so the date of birth is March 25th, 1930, which makes her... Let's see, 2024 minus 1930 is, what is it? She makes her 94, which makes her a 94-year-old woman. Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.